Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's the 18th of October. I got a message for people working in corporations, big corporations, universities, government agencies, Fortune 100 America, pretty much anywhere you live. If you have a undergraduate degree and maybe a master's degree and you think you're a good a good professional, including military officers. And I get a question, are you in a cult? I'm gonna go through some questions and to help you figure out whether or not you're in a cult. Are you in a cult? Ask yourself, do you do what you're told? Are you measured by following the rules? Do your leaders apply those regulations arbitrarily? They don't apply to themselves, but they apply to you. Do you accept that? Do you submit to symbolic ritualism? The wearing of masks, staying alone and away from other people? Do you feel yourself compelled to report the non-compliance of cult members? Is that an expectation that the cult has put on you? Do you abide by it? Do you fear rejection? Do you fear leaving the security of the cult? Do you justify your submission to the cult? Do you say things, well, everyone is doing it, so it must be right? I'm going to keep doing it because I love my job. I don't want to be called an extremist. What would my colleagues think? And the cult might punish me. Do you believe that you're not in a cult and yet find yourself having difficulty answering these questions? Do you have beliefs that are not easily proven wrong, such as the belief that life comes from non-life, that entropy works in reverse? Are you taught to hate yourself because you're white? Are you laden with the crushing loads of sins? Do you feel burdened to prove that you're not a racist, that you're not sexist or homophobic or queerphobic or divisive or intolerant or anti-Semitic? Do you feel the burden and the pressure to watch everything you say so you don't violate the sins of the cult? Do you try to tell yourself that you're not a sinner because you have a friend that's fill in the blank, black, white, homosexual, Muslim? Are you trying to prove to yourself you're not sinning against the values of the cult? Do you try to prove to yourself that you're not a sinner because you voted for fill in the blank, that you voted against fill in the blank? Do you try to demonstrate that you're not a sinner in the cult's eyes by hating those that are sinners? Do you try to prove your righteousness by wearing certain symbols on your body, on your clothes, on your car, on your Facebook page? Do you find yourself repeating cult-like slogans over and over again? If not to convince yourself that they're true, then to convince others that they're true because you've been told that they're true? Diversity is our strength. Are you terrified that someone might accuse you publicly of a sin, of being racist or homophobic? Do you keep quiet Because you're afraid of what others will say about you? Because they might see something about you that you're afraid of? Do you have authorities in your life that threaten to punish you if you break the morality code? Because you said something or did something, intentional or not, they threaten you with ostracism, lack of employment. All these are signs of being in the cult. Are you in a cult? Are you happy with that? Most cult members are. Think about it. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com.